From waterway to captive river. Fishing was an activity common to all peoples of the Ebro riverbank for both eating and trade, with typical and different features along different sections of the river. River fishing created a rich repertoire of fishing knowledge and methods. Long lines or trawls, reed baskets, traps, braille nets, cast and fike nets, dredge boats, bussens or cone-shaped eel traps, trammel nets, and other types of nets, with which they captured eels, mullets, sea bass, shads, sturgeons, bogas, barbels. The sharing of the river, the introduction of foreign species and industrial dumping all decreased fishing until it finally disappeared in the mid-20th century. However, the Ebro has been a waterway for centuries on which goods are transported in both up and downstream, from Mequinensa to Amposta, a world that writer Jesus Moncada portrayed in The Towpath. In the midst of steamships, trawlers, pontoons, chalanas, a type of small flat-bottomed boat, and other models, the most characteristic riverboat has been the catboat. Measuring between 12 and 20 metres long with a shallow draft, they held up to 30 tons of all types of cargo. Wheat, wool, coal, pottery and oil downstream, and salt, rice and oranges upstream. The lives of many men and women are linked to the river's history. There are even many related trades and jobs. Boatmen and captains, instrument craftsmen and tailors, haulers, shipwrights and caulkers, rope makers and weavers. This time-honoured trade declined quickly and forever during the contemporary era for different reasons, including the region's economic stagnation and the appearance of new means of transport like the railway.